is characteristic of native people to artfully embellish the mundane, transforming everyday items into objects of beauty. Today, some native people are learning an array of tribal skills to help sustain their living culture. In today's Artist Circle, Bruce Crespin talks with Thomas Morning Owl, a former General Council Chairman of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indians. Thomas shares his outlook on tribal arts, woven from the material of his many gifts and talents.
We wanted our everyday things, the things that we used around us, to be beautiful. Whereas the European model is you had art for art's sake. Now what good is the Mona Lisa as a piece of canvas? You'll never be able to make a bag out of it.
Thomas Morning Owl lives near Pendleton, Oregon, where he was raised. His mother is Umatilla and Warm Springs, and his father was from the Blood Nation of southern Alberta. When he was a child, Thomas took tribal arts for granted, but today he connects with his heritage through his artwork.
I'm an artist. I work in different mediums, both, as you say, a contemporary artist and a traditional artist. I'm a basket weaver. I'm a corn husk weaver. I hitch horsehair. I tan hides. I do beadwork. I do quill work, make drums, compose songs, paint, sculpt, and many other arts that today are considered art. I'm a hunter, I'm a fisherman, I'm a horse person, former rodeo man. And so I've had a wide variety of experiences by which to draw inspiration from.
In his early years, Thomas spent a lot of time with his elders. He was exposed to the skills and artistry required by their traditional lifestyles.
I had grandmothers who helped to take care of us as children, who would sit and weave corn husk or weave bags, make baskets, or tan hides, making moccasins, all basically for everyday use.
Later in life, Thomas has developed a great appreciation for his formative years.
The arts, as they're considered in the American society and the way that they're portrayed as something of more luxuriant by nature than everyday mundane articles, we find that to be not necessarily the case in Indian country and in the native way of life, where all of your utensils, all the things that you used on an everyday pattern of life was... You made it look good. You made it be something that you're happy to use, something that brings you serenity, something that brings you happiness.
Thomas draws inspiration from his elders and from the ancestral sites he visits, such as the sacred petroglyphs that are found along the Columbia River Gorge.
On the Columbia River, the petroglyphs that abounded along the river, that today are just a fleeting memory of those that happened to be alive at the times prior to the inundation of a lot of those places. As a generation since the damming of the river, we can only see it through the words of our elders. Now there's only a very few places where some of that still exists. And when you look on those rock art in the places that still or that they're still available, it's just like it's the finger that touched that rock, the fingers that spread that paint, are reaching through time to touch my heart. that for however many generations back, we don't know, but they're still there. And it creates a bond to think that, yeah, this was done by our people.
For Wisdom of the Elders, I'm Bruce Crespin.
Bruce Crespin is a California Mission Indian and traditional basket weaver who works as a cultural heritage specialist for the U.S. Department of the Interior in Portland, Oregon.